couplets also, small, small, few line poetry with very, very deep meaning. Now something that is very relevant, he says, Soch mazi ko na istiqbal ko. Soch mazi ko na istiqbal ko. Theek rakh tu bas apne haal ko. Soch mazi ko na istiqbal ko. Theek rakh tu bas apne haal ko. Kya hua, kya hoga, is gham mein na pad. Kya hua, kya hoga, is gham mein na pad. سوچ ماضی کو نہ استقبال کو ٹھیک رکھ تو بس اپنے حال کو کیا ہوا کیا ہوگا اس غم میں نہ پڑ تو ابس سرے سے نہ اس جنجال کو تو ابس سر سے نہ اس جنجال کو What he's trying to say is that just sitting and brooding over your past, that is one of the problems that Salikin face, that when they give up their bad habits, when they give up their TVs and movies, watching the haram, or when they give up their rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres, and their adultery and fornication and their drug habits. So sometimes Shaitan whispers into their hearts that you will never be able to stay steadfast. You know how many years you spent in sins. So what is the purpose of even making the effort? You have tried many times in the past also and you have failed. So give up the effort and carry on with your singing and music and dancing and all the haram. Sometimes Shaitan whispers like that. Or sometimes Shaitan whispers that you have committed so much of sins, so much of sins. Where can Allah Ta'ala ever forgive you? So now he's thinking of the past. Soch mazi ko na istiqbal ko. Don't think of the past and don't worry about the future. He says, Theek rakh tu ab tu bas apne haal ko. You just keep your present right. So the question is that if the person is not going to think of his past and he's not going to worry about the future, then how is he going to keep his hal right, his present right? So the answer to that is that the person who is going to keep his hal right, his present right, so he cannot keep that present right without realizing that what he had done in the past was sinful. He can't do that. He can't keep his hal right. We can't say his condition at present today is very, very good, excellent, without him having realized what he did in the past. And he cannot keep his hal and present right until he thinks of the future, that how am I going to answer Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? I have to go into the qabr. There will be hashar, there will be Qiyamah, there will be questions and answers, there will be crossing the pool sirat. So this day of judgment I have to prepare for. So now when he's going to think of the future, meaning what's going to happen from now till his death and after death, so those two things will put his hal right. So that means whoever his hal is right, that means his present is right, then it's obvious that his past he thought of and his future he thought of. But at the same time, he does not go so deep now into the past that he starts playing the reels one by one. In 1911 I did this, and 1925 I did that, and 1975 I did that. He doesn't have to go through all those details, that old man. His life is gone, he's gone now. Now what he has to do is think of the past like it was a fleeting moment. Everyone knows that every year of his life, every minute of his life, every hour of his life, some people every second of their lives, for years and years they were in sin. Now we will say, how can the person be in sin years and years and every second? So there are certain sins which the person is not making tawbah from for years and years, and it is an open display of that sin also, and every second it is a sin. For example, if a person was shaving his beard from the time he became of age for the next 25 years, and he only changed his life after 25 years, or another person changed his life after 50 years or 60 years. Now for that 50 years or 60 years or 30 years that he was shaving, so during the day he was sinning, at night he was, when he was going to sleep, he was still sinning, because he was going to sleep without making tawbah from that sin. He was not going to sleep after having made tawbah, that, "Ya Allah, I was shaving all this time and hurting the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and from tomorrow morning I'm not going to be using the blade on my cheek." He didn't go to sleep like that. When he went to sleep also, what was the intention? That tomorrow morning I'm going to shave again. Now of course, this I have said many times, that it is not only the beard. We don't say that it is only the beard that makes the person a very big wali of Allah Ta'ala. There are many, many people, and we know that. We all have been through the same kind of life. With our beards and with our kurtas and with our topis, how much of sins we commit. So it does not mean that if we emphasize on the beard, then it means that there's no emphasis on anything else. But what we are saying is that the other sins that the person commits, sometimes he expresses remorse and regret quietly, he makes tawbah, cries at night, and it's over. But this is a kind of a sin. When it's a pant below the ankles or the beard, then it's a kind of a sin that the person is showing open rebellion, that I don't care for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnats on which he placed emphasis, which by consensus all the a'imma, all the four imams, they say there's so much of emphasis on it that it's in the category of wajib or compulsory. So now that person who is going to sleep, he is going to sleep with the intention of shaving in the morning. So we'll say every minute of his life. Or the person who committed adultery, fornication, or he stole, or he committed some other sins, or he was in the TV movie game all the time, movies, late night, haram internet sites and reading filthy magazines, or engaging in other kind of haram from which the person did not make tawbah. He spent his day like that in those sins, and when he went to sleep also it was with this intention that tomorrow morning when I get up I'll start off again the same thing. How many people in the world, they go to sleep with sins, and they go to sleep with this intention that when we get up in the morning we'll start off with the same sin again. So that person's day went in sin, his night went in sin, because his intention was to continue. So therefore when Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that you must not worry about the past and don't worry about the future, only worry about your present. So it is no way indicating that the person must now not worry about the debts, people that he's owing monies to, because that is the past now. So does he mean that now if you're owing people money, you took loans from people, so now mustn't worry about that, because that's the past. So we have to understand the poetry properly too. So it doesn't mean that you mustn't worry about all that. When he's saying that you must worry about your present, then what he's saying is that you must not despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Thinking too far into the future must not put you off from doing the right things at present. And looking too back into the past must not put you off from doing the right things at present. That is what it means. But at present now, what do I have to do? Look at that. That is the most important thing. So if the person, the past was a sinful past, so now the present or today, what is my duty? So if every day now he asks himself a simple question, what's my obligation, what's the responsibilities, what are my duties, towards Allah Ta'ala, towards His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, towards my parents, towards His children, towards the family, towards the society. What are the huquq and the rights of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, huquq and rights of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So now when the person is questioning himself every day, what are those issues and what are those rights and what are those obligations, then automatically all those things will surface, that I'm owing so and so money, so my obligation is to pay. Now if I don't have the money, I'm going to ask him for extension of time. I was telling him, I'm very sorry, for so many years I was ducking and dodging, and when I saw you coming on one side of the pavement, then I crossed onto the other side. I'm going to tell him that. I'm telling him that, make me maaf, but give me time. But I want to pay every cent of it. So that's now today. Now he's putting his hal right now. While she's putting his hal and his present right, he's also putting the past right. In the same way now, while she's making his namaz for the day, now he's thinking, I've missed so much of namaz, so much of qaza. So therefore I have to make qaza of the salat. So now huququllah. So now the person says, well, at least let me make one salat of fajr, one of zuhur, one of isha, like that qaza, so that over a period of time the qaza gets complete. If the person had some other kind of problem, because he had some problem with some people, where he has done injustice, so now when he's thinking of his hal, he's putting his hal right, so automatically he will have to put his past right too. That he'll have to go and ask that person for forgiveness. So it's not that he's only looking at his hal, that from today onwards whatever I'm going to do must be right. Forget the past, don't think of it, and don't even think of the future. It doesn't mean. So the future, the thought of the future will make this person put his hal right. And the thought of the past will also put the hal right. But going so deep into the past that the person now begins to take enjoyment once again from those sins that he had committed in the past. Although it is in the garb of piety now, that the person is saying that, let me think of what I did last night and the last month and the month year before that, and in my school days and my college days, and how Shaitan is using all those incidents, is replaying all that, and this person is getting an enjoyment, his nafs is getting enjoyment, and he's thinking that he's putting himself right. So that's the danger. So therefore what the person has to do is just say, Ya Allah, forgive all the sins that I committed in the past. Whatever sins I committed, major, minor, knowingly, unknowingly, light of day, darkness of night, as you always hear, whatever sins I committed. Zahiri, batini, amadan, khatan, ruhani, jismani, whatever the person did wrong. So now the person says, Ya Allah, forgive me. But from those past sins, those which relate to huququllah and huququl ibad, which he has to now fulfill. So then, those are the things now he sifts out, that these are the things that I have to put right. So his present now, he is going to worry about that part of his past which has to be put right, so that his future comes right. Understanding that that part of his past which he has to put right during the present time, so that that future that he is worried about now can come right, so that he can get maghfirat, so that his qabr can come right, so that he can cross the full sirat like lightning, so that he can get the shade under the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So he'll have to do those a'mal now to put the future right. So in just one word, soch maazi ko na istiqbal ko, theek rakh tu bas apne haal ko. So if the person puts his present right, then automatically the future will come right. Of course it will take time. If a person has missed fasting for 30 years of his life, and today he makes tawbah, so he can't keep 30 rozas in one day. He can't make me up tomorrow morning, Ya Allah, 30 years fast I missed and I want to put my heart right now. So I'm making niyat of 30 years fast. One time, qaza finish. Or he missed 50 years namaz. Says, where are we going to worry now about 50 years namaz? But I want to put my heart right. So he makes one niyat. Ya Allah, I'm making niyat of 50 years qaza, facing the qibla. Allahu Akbar. Finished all 50 years mark. So obviously he can't do that. And sometimes the zakat he calculated. Now for 50 years he didn't give zakat. It turns into 100,000, 200,000 or much, much more. He had a lot of money. But now he doesn't have the money. Now he can only manage after payment for after caring for the wife, children and their needs. Then he left with a little bit of money to pay towards the zakat. So he's going to do it gradually. But his niyat is that I want to fulfill all the obligations, whether it was the namaz, the roza, the zakat. So inshallah, inshallah, if that person has got a good niyat and is also making the effort, he'd want to roza in a week or at least one, if he has to work all day and he can't manage for the days alone, then he keeps one or two. But he shows some kind of inclination, is showing that he's making the effort in the right direction. When it comes to winter time, then he keeps a little more roza, a bit easier. At the most, what we do is keep lunch, nothing else. Our maghrib is 5:05 now. And look at our fajr, what is supposed to be 10 now? 5:25. So 5:25, 6. About 5:30. And 5:00, if you take, how many hours? About 11.5 hours. That's it. So that the most the person is keeping his lunch. And that too it lasts right from June, from May, from just mid-May, right up to about August, you have the short days. So now if the person is going to keep a few fasts during those days, a few extra fasts, what will it show? It will show that this person is sincere. His tawbah is sincere. In the same way with salat, if he starts making one with his namaz for a few a day, then it will show that he's sincere. So whether it took him 10 years, 20 years to complete it, but inshallah Allah Ta'ala will forgive him the sin of having delayed. That will be forgiven. Because there are two things. One is the sin of having delayed and not performed the namaz. Your father is home. So one is the delaying. He should have performed it on its appropriate time, but he didn't perform it. So therefore, that sin, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. So Allah will be sincere for as well as the hal. So this hal is not that hal that we talk about where the people start dancing when it comes forward. The hal is different. This hal means present. Mazi means past. And istiqbal means the future. So to put the future right, we think of the past. And from the past, we take only that part which requires reformation and change. And start making that reformation and change. Then the istiqbal and the future will come right. And also Allah Ta'ala will forgive sins of the past. But the other sins is the person committed. Has touched for glances, walked some around, listened to music. He went to the cinema, went to the rave club, went to the disco, and all those things which sins committed in the past, and it became like mountains and oceans. Allah Ta'ala with his fazl and ihsan will wipe all that out. The only of the fulfill now, the hope of Allah and the fulfill of God. Look at how merciful Allah is. All those things are wiped out. Therefore, there is no need to all the time prove what must I do, what must I do, I did this, I did that, I did that. You did it, finish. We are not born here to keep on counting our sins. That there is a calculator and keep on counting the past number of sins. Past sins that we committed are finished. But sincere tawbah and forget about it. Don't go back to it. consider it as having been the worst part of our life. That part of our life which was spent in remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, in zikrullah, in some good deeds, some good action, that is the best part of our life. And that part of our life which went in disobedience, not only part of our life, that breath also which went in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, that is the worst part of a person. Yet when we ask somebody what was the best part of your life, he will give you during young day what haram they engaged in, whether that was the best part of your life. Whereas that is the worst part of the person's life, where he disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and Rasul. That cannot be the best part of the person's life. How can that be the best part when Allah Ta'ala was annoyed, Allah Ta'ala was displeased, Allah Ta'ala was angry with the person? How can that be the best part? Can anybody say that the best part of my life are those days when my father and mother were very angry? That is, say that was the best part. My father and mother were very angry with me and they told me, get out of the house, don't ever come back here. That was the best part. So we say that was the truth. We have to say that the days that when my parents were very angry with me, those were the worst days of my life. Talking about where they were. No fault. Okay. Children were disobedient, engaging in activity which caused the parents grief and sorrow and hurt, and in that anger they made it out. But then you will say that that person was writing his own history, then you will have to say that that was the worst part of my life. When my children were angry, when my parents were angry, when my family was angry, you know, all those things. So now that if you say that that was the worst part, when my parents were angry, the creator of those parents, one is your life to those parents, of whom we were born. So when he is angry, how can that be a good part of our life? So that breath which goes in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is the worst part of the breath. And one breath is the worst part. Then what about those breaths being stopped? They went on and on and on in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Look at that ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given. The person who was dancing, could he have danced if he had no energy in his body? Could he have danced in the dancing hall, in the rave club? Without breathing, he could dance. Without oxygen in his lungs, could he have danced? Look at Allah Ta'ala. Although he was breathing, he was completely haram, he was disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. But yet he kept his breathing. Allah Ta'ala will stop the person's breath. What happens? So, here Allah very merciful. So, don't you look into the past in despair of His mercy. And if you look into the past, then there is a bad intention. You don't want to return to the past. If you are the dark past, then you are dark horses. And you are carrying all of your kill and hide activities. Or the Mullah Madhu story is going on. And that part must forget. Don't you can return to it. Shaitan whispers that you are an enjoyable past. Try it out again. Say, Ambaisi Dazzato Pupaga Lakanat Samadhyas. Say, the Dosto Rabbara Maharaj. Ambaisi Dazzato Pupaga Lakanat Samadhyas. That kind of enjoyment is displeasing my Rabb, Lanat Maharaj. First of all, what kind of enjoyment is displeasing my Rabb? Therefore, soch maazi ko na istiqbal ko theek rakh ke bas apna haal. So when you do examine the person, when you get up, you make a pledge to Allah. Have you tried and done your best to Allah being the imam of the tariq, with the power of death making yours, so keep me away from all those things in the past I did, which were displeasing to you. cry. Make my Baba cry in the Akira cry. Take me to them. Don't call me to account on those sins and on those evil actions and deeds. So you are thinking of the present, but at the same time you are not forgetting the past. And you are not turning so much into the future that you disappear. That is what the whole master is talking about. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل. اس کو سیدھے مجھے پڑی سینکڑوں غم سے جو تمہارے درد کے حامل. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل. How will you be able to achieve that? Because the Maharaj dealt with your heart. Our model shows that your love in the heart can go on. Outwardly, the rum. You can take the rum from your heart. And from the comfort also. And the comfort comes in the pressure of the nafs to restrain it. But with that restraining that the rum that the person takes, it will be in the dark, thankful rum. That rum which he will take, restraining itself from the rum, that rum will be in the dark, thankful rum. So what is that? Take that rum, take that thing, take that pressure on the rum. That pressure, that harm. And you're going to make high, high. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل. We don't have you or Allah in our life and nothing, because we haven't achieved the comfort of Allah Ta'ala, the glory of Him. He has Allah Ta'ala, the glory of Him. Allah Ta'ala then is the person. Normal people solve the globe, the half, the deeds, the dream, the world.
Maharaj would be talking and trying to travel to different parts of the world, to marry and have the children, the journey is really not a good enough start plan. But the good person of love all over the world, so he can start. Mana Jamie Pulsion is a pure Ari
ربنا ظلمنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا يا ذا الرحمن الرحيم يا ذا الله that if you have received us from the one thing apart, yes, it will destroy us. Ya Allah, for our future of one another, make our present life a beautiful symbol of the past, make our future. My beloved Allah, from our house of change the direction of our life. We are indeed the most important. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, and just the sins of the life of the sins of the life. Most of all, the life of the life of the life of whatever of God is in the world. Let us be careful of our lives. Blessed is the best of dunya and the best of life. In the marvelous Father, the Ruhani is the Son of God. Thank you.